This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores organ transplantation for children. And now here's Paige.
My husband and I are going to become grandparents in December, so you can imagine that my thoughts often drift toward our mother-in-waiting and the little one inside her. She's giving her body to that new life. I know of another mother who gave her body to her child twice. I'll call her Megan. 18 months after giving birth, Megan gave her kidney to her son. Let's call him Justin. A friend of mine, Dr. Carl Hesch, performed the transplant surgery. I'd like to talk about what's involved in pediatric organ transplantation. Undergoing a transplant is difficult for anyone, but it can be even more challenging if the recipient is a child or teenager. Children under 18 represent only 2-3% of the national waiting list. Most of them, over two-thirds, are waiting for a liver or a kidney. This might not sound like a lot, but every year about 2,000 children and adolescents receive donated organs. The shortage of organs for children is just as serious as for adults. In fact, it's often worse, since there are generally fewer numbers of organs available from deceased children, although minors can receive an organ from a living donor. Fortunately, children are given priority on the waiting list. Without a transplant, their growth and development is stunted. With a transplant, they can live a markedly longer life. One of the key factors to transplant success is post-operative care. Because of this, physicians and transplant coordinators must ensure that pediatric patients will have sufficient medical attention and personal support prior to the operation. After surgery, transplant patients must follow a strict regimen of anti-rejection drugs for their new organ and checkups to watch for any growth or developmental issues. Young children are fully dependent upon the care provided by their families before and after surgery. As a child becomes older and demonstrates medical maturity, more responsibility is placed on their shoulders for their own treatment, since they will need to take over their own care for the rest of their life. Teenagers may not do well with this because they forget or sleep through their morning doses of medication or miss their checkups. They can be embarrassed by their visible scars or the side effects of the drugs, such as weight gain, acne, and unwanted hair growth. All children may deal with anxiety and depression related to their chronic illness and the uncertainty over their long-term health. Organ transplantation involves the whole family, especially if a parent or sibling serves as a living donor. These children and their families need a lot of emotional and spiritual support. This is where we can step up as a church community. We can surround the families with our love and practical support. We can become an organ donor ourselves. Moms like Megan aren't the only ones who can give life to a child. 7 years later, Justin's kidney failed again, and this time his dad gave a kidney. What would you be willing to give to save a child's life?
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.